You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Okay, you guys, my husband and I are getting ready to celebrate the 15th anniversary of when we met. And we're kind of dorks about our anniversary and we love surprising each other. And so I'm really glad to have a place like Macy's where I can find something for the man who has everything. So if you're looking for your partner or your best friend or someone that you care very much about, like me, you're in luck because Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. You're going to get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus, free shipping when you spend $25. It's April 25th through May 5th at Macy's.com and in-store. What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag or a watch that says it all. Jewelry that makes you look like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it, so look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl.
Drama girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Oh, hey, friends. Here's the thing. We're real neck deep in this two-part situation. We're obsessed with this episode. But one of the silver linings of such a dark, heavy episode with so many feelings is that we get some glorious Chris Keller action. He is handsome. He is talented. He's a pig. and we love all those things.
But he talks about himself in the third person.
Oh, love to hate him. We are so lucky that Tyler Hilton is joining us this episode. I love Bad Boys so much.
Give him to us. He's so here. Excited. And we're all sweating. We're so excited. Our palms are hot.
We've been waiting so long.
Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he?
He's a super dad.
Yay! He looks exactly the same.
Tyler, but you look better. So cute.
Oh my God.
Why do you just get more handsome?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the inimitable, the extraordinary, the insanely handsome and talented. Tyler Hilton.
Hey.
Hi.
The crowd goes wild.
Hey. I miss you.
He's so cool. I love this.
Hey,
hi, buddy.
You're a Canadian now.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dad. Yeah. I'm a dad. I'm a full-time dad, part-time Canadian. And then I do music and podcasts with you guys on this.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Are you just going to join us permanently as our fourth host?
Yeah, I'll be like the sidekick for sure.
Honestly, you're wearing red and green right now. It's kind of perfect. You do look like Robin.
Megan dresses me.
Aww.
She also that's in quarantine. Actually, Megan just makes sure this whole thing processes.
Yeah.
And I'm doing all the full-time like kid stuff while she's like so busy, like writing full-time. Everyone wants a script from her. So I'm just on dad duty. And then she'll come in, trim my eyebrows, give me a haircut. And then that's how it works.
Well, for people at home that don't know, you're talking about Megan Park, your wife, who was also on a teen drama TV show. Do you guys... Mm-hmm. I mean, I've spent enough time with you outside of work. I know we all just bitch about teen drama together, but was that like a point of like connection when you guys met? You were like, "Hey, man, you kiss and cry for a living. I kiss and cry for a living."
She was so I met her on. Okay, wait, this is crazy. So I've told this story a million times, and I forgot you guys are here because you guys. You guys actually are the reason that Megan and I met.
What?
You don't even know.
What?
Wait, what?
We were doing a promo, all of us. For One Tree Hill in Texas, somewhere I don't know where we were.
Was it Honey Grove?
No, it wasn't Honey Grove, but I was about to like run a marathon. And that was my last press thing was with you guys. And so before I ran it, I said, "Hey, you guys want to shave my head into a mohawk?" And we were in a mall. And Sophia and Hillary, we went to a place and you guys shaved my head into a mohawk.
So we were at the Mall of America, Tyler.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
We were at the Mall of America.
What?
We like shut down this haircut place first and you guys shaved my head into a mohawk.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, my agent has been submitting me for this movie. And every time she submits me, they're like, "No, he looks like a Backstreet Boy. This is for a drug dealer. We can't have him come in and audition." And so after you guys cut my hair, I told my agent, "Hey, I forgot to tell you I was doing this, but I shaved my head into a mohawk." And she was like, "Are you kidding me? Like, now I need new pictures of you. I can't send you out for stuff." She's like, "Send me a screenshot of your mohawk and let me see how it looks. Send it to this movie casting director and see if they'll even get you in the room now that you have a mohawk for this drug dealer part." Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yes.
Got the fucking part.
Yeah, you did.
And that's where I met Megan. She was a local hire on this Canadian movie, had never done American stuff or whatever. And I met her day one filming that show because of the mohawk.
Oh my God, Tyler.
Comes full circle.
You rocked that mohawk and you were so good in that movie. Oh, I loved it.
So have you been writing music since you've had your daughter, or is it sort of like on a back burner because there's so many? I mean, I know when I had my daughter, I was not writing any music for a while. I was just so overwhelmed with kids.
Yeah,
stuff.
I haven't written a ton. I've written some stuff that the natural songs that come out when you're not thinking about it, they kind of come out.
Yeah.
Mm.
The guitar right now, she's like, "No, no, no, Dada," because she knows I start to space out and she doesn't like
Like,
Wheels on the Bus, and we have our whole kind of like song list we go through. And so.
Oh, that's so great. Oh my gosh.
Sweet baby girl.
I miss you guys.
I thought that'd be so cool, but there's no time. Like, not to be whatever, but like, I feel like I unload the dishwasher 4 times a day.
There's uh-huh.
I was cleaning peas out of the bathtub. I was like, "When did she have peas in the bathtub?" And so it's like, it's just a whole different world. But I've been living on a bus and an RV for like 15 years.
Yeah.
I remember telling you guys, and I remember bitching to Lee a lot about this and being like, "I got to get off the road, man. Like, I don't know how to, but I just got to stop." And so this kind of thing has been so nice. Like, just taking care of her, just being in one spot, sweatpants every day.
Yeah. The only content I want. And I do feel bad for the people listening because I realize this is close friendship, but we are. I just want to watch you guys sledding every day. That's all I want. Aww. Just you taking Winnie on like snow adventures.
Where'd you see that?
That's all I want. I saw Megan just post these videos of how in love with the both of you she is. And I'm just like, yep, that's a dream. That's all I want from the internet today.
You know, it's like my life right now is so simple and so beautiful. Mm. It's never been so simple. It's one of like the real cool bright moments of this horrible last 2 years is it made it so small and so. Yeah. Anyway, that's cool.
It must be crazy too to be, you know, where you are. You know, as you said, you've been a touring musician. You've worked all over the place and on movies and TV shows. And Megan's, you know, winning audience awards for the movies that she's making. And you guys are raising your daughter. And now you're up in Canada. Like, is it crazy from all this life to pause and look back on this episode from when was this? 2003? No, 2004, 2005. Like, does it feel like such a trip to see all of us when we were little babies?
Babies!
It makes me, every time I see something like that, I feel like I can't believe how cool you guys always were. And I can't believe how lame I was. That's what I think.
Maybe what? Cool.
But I look at that, I'm like, I can't believe you guys hung out with me.
Like, what? You're kidding.
You're crazy.
Big, and you guys are like, just so cool. And you guys, it's just like, it's so fun. You guys all look so dope on the show. I watched it back. I was like, oh my God.
I know. That's how we felt when we first started watching. It's a trip. It took a minute to kind of get over.
I heard you guys were doing this. I was like, I can't believe. They're going to subject themselves to watching.
No. What are you talking about? We were adorable, Tyler. We were fun, man. We're living the glory days.
Tyler was just saying that like he feels like a dweeb when he watches this and that we look cool. And I'm like, all what? We do is make fun of ourselves. Those pants, did you see that the pockets on my butt started on my thigh on those terrible pants? It's not
That's
right.
How they gave white girls butts back then.
No little points for like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God.
You were great. I love watching this back because we had so much fun together filming these scenes. And I, first of all, didn't remember this was season two. There's so many things that popped out that we were like, wait, this is season two? I thought this was season three or four or five or, you know, like all these things that we thought it's all kind of like jamming together now in our brains. But I remember when they hired you and brought you down and you and I just had instant chemistry. We had instant friendship. It was like, we got on so well. And we had so much fun, which you're super easy to have fun with, Tyler. And what was that like for you coming down to Wilmington? A, had you been to Wilmington before? B, how many sets had you been on before? And C, getting into Chris Keller's mindset. I mean, just talk to us about your whole setup and getting down there.
Yeah. It's funny. When I first got down there, so my label had set it up initially to come on the show and play, I think, promote my single. And I think Mark kind of offhandedly written this character and it was supposed to be a 2-episode thing just to like have a singer come on. And then, and I noticed anyway, I didn't know anything about the show. I'd seen the preview and I was like, okay, cool. I didn't even have a place to watch TV. I was just like on the road. And then got to Wilmington, I was just so out to lunch. I remember the front office said, would you like to watch some episodes of the show? And I was like, yeah. So give me a cardboard box of VHS tapes.
Yep.
Stop.
2003 or whenever this was.
Oh my
And I
God.
Went to Walmart and I bought an all-in-one TV VHS.
Oh man. You had to buy it? They didn't just like give you one?
No. And I didn't, when I got back to the hotel room, I was like, oh, I don't have a VHS player. And so anyway,
or a VCR.
VCR. So then I watched episode one. I was like, let me just watch the pilot, see what's happening. I watched the entire season in one weekend. I was obsessed.
And yes.
Then I screwed myself because then when I went on set, I wasn't like, oh, hey, what's up, Sophia? I'm Tyler. I was like, oh my God, that's Brooke. Oh my God. On Friday, I wouldn't have known anything about the show. By Monday, I was a super fan accidentally, like so into it. So, so the first day on set was harder than it needed to be for me because I was like, shoot, I'm really like, this is surreal all of a sudden. I was just watching the show,
That's
but
so funny.
Yeah. And I noticed too, they started writing more stuff. Like you and I started getting along so well. And I noticed they were kind of writing us doing more stuff together. And
yeah, they were.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean,
you were like starting to sing more together offset and do that kind of stuff. And they wrote it into the show and it was like, just cool.
Yeah.
Dude, we need you to know that that end scene when Chris Keller kisses Haley, we were screaming and all sweating. Like, you guys, I don't know why I don't remember this, Tyler. Maybe it's because you're such like a solid dude in all of our lives. And you've never been a creep with any of us.
Yeah.
We looked back on this scene and we were like, oh my God, the chemistry. Oh my God. Oh, I'm sweating. Oh, this is very sexy. What's happening? Like, I'm sweating even now, like, because I feel weird talking
it's
about it.
It's embarrassing to be like, hey, friend. Oh my God. You still got
the
it.
Forbidden love.
That was last. Fiery.
And, you know, it was like, you know, I was like young and, you know, Joy's like hot and older and it was just like. You know, it's like it's real, you know.
Yeah, well, you came in, you played such a specific character. Like, we were all moody, broody kids, and you came in, and it's really easy as an actor to kind of fall into the rhythm of all the people around you. Like, when you're working with people who use Batman voice, you end up using Batman voice where you're like, hey, what's going on? Who did you model Chris Keller after? Did you have a type that you were like, oh, this is what I'm after? Or is that just a part of you that you never let out before?
You were there my first scene. And so that was when I think the deal is, I don't even know if he was supposed to be that much of like a jerk or whatever. But I mean, he was kind of, but there was something I did with it, maybe because I was nervous or whatever. And I was just an extra, I just became more and more of like, an asshole. I don't know, like a funny dick or something. Like, and then as we made it funnier, the writers kept making it funnier, and then I just kept playing into it, and it was just this. That's what I loved about the show, is they were writing. They would take things that we were doing in real life and then make them even cooler on the show. And so I think they did little cues, and you guys always like hating on me. It was so funny every time you guys were like, you know. I think they love that, so they just kept piling more and more jokes on me, and it was the best. I like loved it. Character ever.
You really provided a comic relief on the show that we needed, that it wasn't totally superfluous or fluff, because there was substance to your character and there was like a reason that we needed you there. It wasn't just like some, you know, peripheral comedy, you know, nyuk nyuk guy.
Yeah, not like a court jester.
Right. But you also, you know, there was a gravitas to what you had to offer within the context of our story, but there was so much comedy that we needed. We didn't really have anybody like that, like the lovable jerk. Yeah. We had the real jerks and the like super toxic dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you.
It's funny because as you're talking about it, I'm realizing, you know, first season, that was kind of my job, was to be like lovable, but kind of
bad.
Clueless. And now Brooke is like very deep in her feelings and she's just crying all the time. And Chris comes in and I do remember we thought you were going to be in and out. And then you were so funny that they kept writing more and more and more for you.
Yeah.
But I'm realizing in this moment, I don't know the answer. I wonder if you do. Do you remember when Chris Keller talking about himself in the third person started? Did you do that or did they do that? Like, where did that come from? Because my God, the first time you were like, Chris Keller's tired, I was like, what the? It was so good.
The takes that you would like at the end of the take, you can't even look at you right now. I hate you so
much. I hate
your
face.
I would.
Like, I literally, they'd be like cutting to you, like, I hate you. I can't even
look at you. Oh my God, we all would.
Yeah, I don't even know where that started. It's so crazy. I mean, it just kind of became a joke on a joke of himself, but like, such a hilarious character and also such a trope of like, early 2000s like misogyny, and so it was nice to like laugh at.
Oh my God, that's what Chris Keller is. He's walking misogyny.
It, you know, and once you know it, then you're like, oh, I know what this is.
I'm not
shocked
Come on
by
in.
It
the water's warm, friends. It's warm.
Well, once you know what it is, it's defanged. You're just like, this guy.
Which is actually a really smart and progressive way of highlighting all of the ridiculous tropes and all the things that were toxic and ridiculous and accepted at the time in society, to have a character that was just calling all those things out and just sort of living them openly in a comedic way. We could all laugh at it, but we're also like, oh yeah, guys do that. And it is okay. And that's weird, but I don't feel so great about that.
You know, and so much of that too, I feel like was because we became friends so quick, like the three of you guys and I did. Like, I, as soon as I met you, we were like hanging out every night.
Were you even 21 yet, or were we sneaking you into bars?
You guys were all older than me. You guys were like 21.
Ooh.
And I was like 19.
Yes. You
know? Were you and James the same age?
He was younger than me. He was 17.
Yeah, season one.
Season one, yeah.
So season two, he was 18, yeah. We were 22, you were 20, he was 18.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasn't really hanging, that's right, because he was kind of like hanging with his college kids, and we were like,
oh, yeah.
Know.
We didn't want to corrupt him.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, it was-
you didn't.
It's just crazy how close we all became, and I think that, like, that chemistry, and also, like, when my label was like, they want you to come back, would you want to come back? I was like, I want to spend the rest of my life. So fun.
How many episodes did you end up doing? Because you were there after I left.
I don't remember, but the funny thing is somebody told me that I actually ended up doing more episodes of that show Extant with your husband than One Tree. I was like, listen, really?
That's not possible.
I was like,
what?
I think that was on the show like every episode. And with One Tree Hill, I was on tour. I'd come in for three episodes.
This is what's so screwed up about Tyler is that we started doing One Tree Hill and he was supposed to be older than us, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, you're like a big bully, you jerk face. And then we go on to our next job where we're supposed to play the same age. We did a Christmas movie together and we're supposed to be like friends from school and we like same grade. And then we do Extant where I'm like definitely older than you and like your boss, you know? And he stays the same age, and I just get older and older and older. And it's some bullshit, Tyler
and Antoine are drinking the same secret sauce.
Antoine, dude.
Antoine played a 17-year-old for 17 years.
Back in to a One Tree Hill reboot and play 17-year-old skills again.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it's feasible. I have a picture of you from Extant where, like, you're being hung. Like, I don't know what – what happened? But you're also flipping off my husband's camera. You're like,
oh my God, right? Honestly, drama TV is hilarious. Like what we do, you can't laugh at it in the moment. Like they wrote this scene. I kid you not. They took me aside to be like, hey, we have to tell you something heavy is happening to your character next episode. You're going to hang yourself. I'm like, that's really heavy.
That's serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yourself, you know? And then and I was like, oh, okay, like thinking like, well, thank you guys for having me on the show. This has been wonderful. Like, you survive. Halle Berry cuts you down and saves you. And she and save you. And I was like, wait, so I have to like play this serious. Like, I can't be like, this is hilarious. Like they come in and I'm hanging from the ceiling and they cut me down. And you cut
their I'm going to send, I'm going to send our producer that picture of you. Cause it is the perfect professional transition from Chris Keller to this like super nerd. You can do it all. But after the ridiculousness of One Tree Hill, you can pretty much do anything at this point. Like you had to jump in the river at one point. Like what was the dumbest thing you had to do on our show?
The jumping in the river thing was so cool. It was so cool. There's just like funny story from that night where I'm still kind of learning the ropes of being on set and blah, blah, blah. And this guy comes up to me on set. We're on the riverboat. And I was like, I don't know why I said this to him, but I was like, hey man, what's your name? Oh, cool, cool. Hey, cool hair. And he was like, oh, thanks. And I was like, whatever. And then they were like, dude, that's your stunt double. They have a wig.
No.
Yes. And I told him cool hair. Like what a funny thing to say to someone, but also like, it's my stunt double.
And that's such a Chris Keller thing to do.
And I just thought that because they were jumping into the I'm talking to a guy wearing my exact wardrobe. Didn't even face me. His hair is the same. I'm like, cool hair, bro.
Oh, my God.
You're like, wow, that's a great cut.
Genius.
You're a secret narcissist. We won't tell anybody.
Oh, my
You're
God. Like, it's so good.
You look wonderful.
You guys are so, like, and I say this to everyone, you know, you guys are, like, incredible actors. It's not the case on drama shows, but you guys came out the gate. Killing it. And I think that's one of the reasons the show is so believable, even though so many crazy things happened on it. So you guys are literally incredible actors. It's crazy. So the first thing I did was Walk the Line with Reese and Joaquin, learned a ton. And I did it with you guys, and it was like an education. And nobody was as patient with me as you guys were, you know? So.
Well, you came in a total pro
you.
And like really game. Listen, I'm just going to say it because we've been friends forever now. When I found out that Elvis was coming to our show, I was like, that dude's in for a world of hurt. Like, we are going to kiss him. He is darling. And then you showed up and you just had such, like, good dude energy. It was like, oh, we can't jump him. Rats.
Oh, we're going to make him our friend forever.
You're our pet.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like,
yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Drama Queens is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, it's no secret that we love therapy. And we're very proud because of that, that this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Lately, I don't know what is like in the air, but it seems like everybody's social battery is really getting tested right now. Like,
yeah,
we're all just juggling so much, you know, work schedules are ramping up. And I think like that really is one of the most important times to make sure you're also taking care of yourself. You know, when you've got so many obligations, to check in with yourself and make sure that, you know, you're setting boundaries that you need and getting the rest that you need, the sleep that you need. And those things require practice, don't you think?
Yeah, it's hard to say no. And it can be really easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings ramping up after a long winter.
I get energy being around you guys. I love being around my friends. And I've really been able to figure out in therapy that kind of self-awareness to know when I have the energy to dive in and, you know, when maybe at the end of a long stretch where social life's been crazy, work's been really busy, where I need a little quiet time. It's learning about a balance for my life that doesn't drain my battery, you know?
Yeah. So if you guys at home are thinking of starting therapy, seriously, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order.
You guys, I am spread so thin and I am in my car 90% of the day shuttling children. So when I am parked in the pickup line and I can get my grocery shopping done, it is the greatest treat in the world. And that is why I am obsessed with Thrive Market.
Absolutely, because the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch while you're killing time in the parking lot, wherever you are? That's where Thrive Market comes in for me. It's the no junk food, healthy grocery store that we love, that your kids love. It's great.
That's it, baby. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver.
And I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. See, they restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories. And then you can use their on-site filters to suit whatever your lifestyle needs are.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
What's cool is that even though we loved you so much, we had to pretend that we hated you. And you had so much fun with that.
It was so hard.
It was really hard.
We would bust out laughing all the time because we could just couldn't handle. You were so good at your straight face comedy. I couldn't handle it. Do you remember how many times we just broke apart? Like we just couldn't. I couldn't look at you. There were times when you would be delivering your lines and it was on my coverage and I could not look at you. I'd have to look to the left or like to your ear or something. I just would fall apart.
Bummer. Like you always had to be bummed. And I'd be like commenting about your pregnancy or something.
You always had to be bummed. That's so appropriate.
It's so good. It's so good.
How did they approach you about, because we eventually go on actual tour. I mean, you and I were on a tour bus for a while. How long was that? It was like a month, 2 months?
It might've been 2 months. It felt like my entire youth was that tour. Like it felt
feel that way too.
Happened. It's just tour is wild because so many things can happen in one day. You don't know what city you're in, but it's just crazy.
And I brought a cat on the bus apparently, which I don't remember, but I guess that's
you did.
That tracks.
Yeah,
Joy, that
I
tracks.
Believe that.
Remember our drummer was like allergic to cats and or something like that. Like Lem was.
So, like nobody wanted to tell her.
No, I think they, you know. God bless her. I think it was like, oh, Joy, you can't bring your cat because someone's allergic. And then Joy came on with the cat. So it was kind of like, just like, you know, it was like a, you know, spaced out.
You know what? That tracks to like 20-year-old me.
It tracks to 20-year-old all
just
of
like,
us.
There's pills for that, right? Yeah.
Take an Allegra.
What a brat. What a brat. Well, I'm sorry, but how do they approach you? How do they approach you about doing this tour? And did it? Did you have to cut other things out of your life? Was there like, what was the, I mean, how did that all happen for you?
You know, once I came on the show, then Warner Brothers, who was releasing all the records for One Tree Hill, got stoked about the collaboration between, they have an artist on the label. So I think they started spinning the whole thing up. Like it was working, all of us hanging out.
Yeah.
Joy was a great musician. And so it was like, okay, now our characters are singing together. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of a natural, somehow Sunkist got involved.
Oh my God. Tyler,
oh my God.
I have the portrait of like you, me and Daniil at the Sunkist party in Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Just like cheesing it up. making those executives happy. You're so good at it.
Everywhere. It was like Sun-Kissed, me and the show. And then we just went on.
Dude, they were involved in our Mall of America thing. Hill, you guys can obviously toggle this part. When your internet cut out, Tyler was telling the story of getting the part in the movie where he met Megan because you and I shaved his head into a mohawk at the Mall of America.
Oh, interesting.
Isn't that crazy? And I have photos of the three of us not knowing what to do in front of that huge Sun-Kissed step and repeat. So we're just pretending to tango. Like, what were we doing? But that's what we were doing that night.
There were so many poor choices at Sun-Kissed parties. Tyler, you grew up doing musical theater in public school. And I need you to talk about it because Chris Keller comes in like such a cool bro. But because I've heard stories about this, I need the rest of the planet to know, like, was it Grease? Was Grease the play?
Oh my God. It's so funny you were saying that. Literally, I was like, Megan!
Megan!
No, she's coming down, I think, in a sec. But I was just dancing with Winnie this morning. Megan and I both were. And then We Go Together came on. And I was like dancing with it. And Megan's like, this is when you peaked, huh? Like freshman year. This moment of your life. And I was like, actually looking back, it is one of the greatest moments. It was so stupid, but like theater was the best. Musical theater was
the best.
Joy and I also connected too.
Majorly. Oh yeah. It's all the time on the bus. We would just sit there and bust out into musical theater songs. I remember.
I loved it.
Into the Woods and Labyrinth.
Oh.
We had like a love of Labyrinth, I remember. We would always.
I don't know if I ever got it. I think Joy, you showed it to me and you were really into it, and I like couldn't quite figure out that movie.
Did you pretend to like it for Joy?
Maybe I did. No, but I definitely watched it. I definitely watched it.
Wait, did you watch it at my house? Did you come over and we watched that? Oh, because I had that. I didn't have a TV. I had some antique red velvet couch that was super uncomfortable. Do you remember this?
I remember your apartment. I don't know why. You had like the projector, right?
And I had no TV. I had a projector. I painted a giant white square on the wall and had a projector. And I think that's where we watched Labyrinth. Yeah, and I was obsessed with it. And that's right. All these years, I've been deluding myself that we shared a love of Labyrinth. But
dance, magic, dance. Yeah. No, Tyler has
Tyler
that
Tyler was
full,
just being polite.
Yeah, he's got that full David Bowie outfit. And he wears it all the time.
I'm still a nerd all on my own. It's okay.
No way. When he goes as David Bowie in Labyrinth for Halloween, you'll know it was for you.
Yes.
You guys had coordinating Halloween costumes at my Halloween parties. Didn't you come as the cow from Giant?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wait, no, and I was the fairy, right?
No, two different parties,
you were James Dean.
Two different years.
Paul Wilkes Rock Hudson, you were James Dean, I was Elizabeth Taylor, and Lee Norris was the cow.
Lee was the cow.
I have pictures of that somewhere.
I've got the photo.
Came as like a unit. Those parties were fun. No, you were overweight Peter Pan 1 year, or you were like a
with a beard.
We had a beer gut.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God.
You're good for a party, dude.
Oh my gosh.
You truly are.
Night we did something crazy. It was fun in the beginning too. Like I remember early season two when I first came on, we were still doing like viewing parties where every Tuesday or whenever it aired, we'd go to someone's house and watch it. I remembered, and it was such a cool like go team spirit in the beginning.
We did that.
Yeah.
Used to be either your house or
whose house? My house?
No, I think Sophia's house.
Oh
God, I felt like that was in later seasons, but yeah, I guess we started that as early as season two.
Well, that's the
thing.
It all blurs together.
Guys, look what I just found.
Tyler with the mohawk.
Tyler, it was such a good look.
Mall that we did that, you cut my hair and went to go do the movie, came from the movie to that Sun-Kissed party. So that was literally before and after right there.
We bookended.
Oh my gosh.
You falling in love with Megan. Great.
Give me another haircut so I get another cool movie.
Yeah,
right now.
Let's do it. What do you want now? How about like a power mullet? We'll just let the back kind of like ease in there.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you working on now? Because you've been doing music the whole time you've been home. Megan is, you know, killing it, directing and stuff. And you have been juggling family. You've been playing shows virtually.
So I like started a Patreon so I could do like
cool
monthly shows on there, so if anyone wants to check it out. I was doing them on Instagram too, and they were fun, but on Patreon I can do them for like an hour and hook up my like cool mic and stuff and just do like good stuff.
Can we make requests?
Yes.
I love that.
Honestly,
yeah, come on and sing some songs sometime or something.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
Sounds fun.
That's also such a nice thing to be able to figure out how to work from home in a pandemic, but also to give people like something to look forward to and watch. One of the things I've missed the most in the last 2 years is live music.
Yeah.
So I, basically all I'm saying is I'm going to subscribe to your Patreon immediately and then become your number one internet fan. It's going to be fine.
I'll tell you, I'll give you a pass. I was going to do it for $1. I did it for $5. I just wanted to be like so cheap that like anyone can come.
Yeah.
It's just, you're a good dude.
You're a good man.
This is the longest I've gone without playing a show. You know, everything got canceled or, but you know, I did some scoring stuff for Megan's last movie and I loved it. And so I think I'm going to be doing most of the scoring for the next movie or whatever.
That's
and,
great.
You know, and
scoring is so fun. And I could see how you'd be really good at that too, because you are a really intuitive musician. I mean, we were just saying when we were watching the episode, what a brilliant songwriter you are. And I feel like it's not just putting things together. I mean, you really are feeling, you're a great lyricist, but you also are an intuitive musician. And so to be able to watch a film, empathize with what's happening in the story and create something from that, I could definitely see how that would be really easy for you.
Yeah.
And
it's definitely
natural.
That's like my natural skill set. Like writing Dr. Luke pop songs. Like I wish that was my skill set. Cause I'd be like
a billionaire.
Yeah. Like this is my thing where I can watch something really easily and just write music to. I don't know why.
How many did you write songs for our show, or did we just happen to like get the hits?
Oh yeah.
We got the bops.
Oh wait, did I?
I don't know.
I think I just premiered them on the show always. Yeah. I think I just sang. Yeah. I think I sang like 10 songs.
Yeah.
15
yeah.
Songs.
So many songs on our show.
Do you have a favorite song that you featured on the show?
What probably You'll Ask For Me was probably one of my favorites. And I think I did kind of write that for the show, for the tech episode. I had it almost finished and I finished it for the show, but for some reason that song just, it's like, there's like a longing and like a, there's something about it that just reminds me of the show in such a like warm, cool way. I never get tired of playing it. And it's always just a moment when I play it live. I feel like we all just like love One Tree Hill in that moment. Or something.
Well, it's such like when we do conventions and stuff, the conventions where you play feel real, you know, it's like we're back in season two and you guys are on tour and the fans are getting that opportunity to relive something from, you know, what, 17 years ago. And it's such a blurring of the fact and the fiction. We watched you do it in Paris. The first time we went to Paris, you played a show there. And it was like, these kids are like, oh my God, it's real. It's real.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's why the tour was so successful too, is that because people were like getting to actually experience One Tree Hill coming out of their TV box and into their real life.
And it felt for us like we were playing all the time. Joy and I were jamming. I remember, Sophia, you were such a fan of all the new stuff I was writing. I was playing at your guys' house all the time on the piano. Yeah. Whenever there was a party, like we sang so much, you know?
Yeah, we really did. And there was something too, I think it's so cool to look back and realize it wasn't just hitting in the zeitgeist at that moment, which obviously it did so powerfully, but it's evergreen.
Yeah.
You guys made things, and not many artists in their early 20s get to look back on what they were making then and say, oh my God, it lasts forever. But you guys, there was such magic between you two on screen. And I think between all the friendships we built and like you made stuff that is still classic. We still want to hear it all the time. And that's so friggin' cool.
You were just so fucking sexy together. And I'm just going to say it. And it was so, it's so fun to watch all these years later because
I mean,
I've talked about watching stuff back as Peyton, like, oh, I didn't realize I was putting out that vibe. Like I, you know, and to, I guess at the time in our early 20s, I didn't realize like how steamy your stuff was.
Everything about everything we were doing was steamy. Everything was like a wink and everything.
Yeah. But at the time we all were like, that's a bad guy. He's hitting on that girl and she's in a relationship. And now we're like, oh no, they just have undeniable chemistry. Oh my God. Oh God.
I mean, I
should she go with him?
I honestly feel for Chris Keller in this episode because I'm like, he's not wrong. She did buckle down real early, you know.
So you made a mistake.
That's the best line.
That studio that we filmed that in, that's the actual studio that they booked for Joy and I to record When the Stars Go Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. So we are real hanging, Joy and I, in that room. That's what is just so surreal sometimes. Like, we were in that room by ourselves working out When the Stars Go Blue. Should we do it like a waltz? Should we do it slow, fast? They had the microphone.
I remember that.
And you and I were trying to work out the, and not to be whatever, but I was a professional musician and you're just really talented, but have it, you know, so I was like, that's great, you know, encouraging. So it's just this.
Yeah, you're really.
Now we're in a room filming it, saying so many of the similar things, and it is crazy.
That's a trip that it was the same room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Do you know what?
That song came on the radio a month ago in Charleston, or 2 months ago in Charleston. I was on, which is so weird. I was in a store, and usually if a song from One Tree Hill comes on, we talked about this before, we were like, is somebody punking us?
Yes, it feels like a trick. You know,
you're like, what's going on? But I had my mask on, and I was just like in the corner shopping in a honey store for like local honey.
Of course you were, Joy.
Just on the radio, and it was on it was just on the radio. Like, they were just playing a regular radio station. There was no iPod or anything. And our song, and I'm sitting there picking out honey, like, should I do sourwood honey or orange blossom honey? And all of a sudden, I start hearing my voice come on the radio. And I was like, wait, what is going on? And nobody knows I'm there. Nobody's looking at me. There's no nothing. It's not being put. And I just poked Maria. I'm like,
why is that girl crying in her mask holding that honey over there?
I was like, Tyler, this is me. As soon as I was like, Maria, listen, this is me. Then your voice comes on. She's like, Mom, I think you're losing your mind. I was like, no, you have to wait. Just wait.
Wait, so in later seasons, I haven't seen the seasons that I'm not in. Do Chris Keller and Haley ever like go back to playing music together? Does it ever happen again?
Wait. Did we do it in season 9?
Wait. Oh. I really don't know.
I think I was hanging with Chase. I think my love interest was Stephen Coletti.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's right. What a missed opportunity. I would love to have.
I love that they gave me had a best friend relationship. You never see that with guys on shows.
Never.
And not to be whatever. Like, actually, we never talk about this, but like, I can mark my life by like best friends at that moment and who I was like my best friend. Such an important guy. It's just so funny that was the cute thing. It was Chase and Chris.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
It was so sweet.
So for you two, for our musicians here, what show on television right now would you want to play music on? Because it was an integral part of our show. And so if there's like a dream show where you two could go and like play characters jamming with your guitars, what would that be?
What show's even doing that now?
I don't know. Are there...
I wanted to do Glee. Like, I know.
Me too.
You would have been so good on Glee.
And like, what a dark ending for that whole situation. Like, just like, almost feels too soon to talk about for such, probably all of our favorite shows.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to talk about, but.
I know. I'm trying to think of anything that's, what are the musicals on TV?
I mean,
shows
it's not, it doesn't have to be, our show wasn't a musical. It was just, the music was naturally, like Joy loves Yellowstone. I could see you guys sitting around like a cowboy campfire. Yes.
Ooh, you, me and Ryan Bingham. Oh, how
that's
fun
what
would
I
that
was
be?
Thinking.
Are you not on I was like, are you not on Yellowstone? You should be on Yellowstone. I feel like that's totally your vibe.
I know.
Joy on a horse.
Talk about Yellowstone, you and I, though.
I want to be on Yellowstone. Oh, God, that'd be amazing. So Kelsey's on Yellowstone.
I submitted some songs for it because I was like, there's never been a show that's more perfect for me to score. I know exactly what to do with it.
Yes.
Joe. And they got someone else and I don't like it as much. But like, because I love that. What's the guy? Oh, yeah, Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah. I did submit a theme song for 1883. It didn't get picked. I didn't get picked, but it was a good one.
You would be so good on that show too, Joy.
Oh, man, I would love that.
I just need to see y'all singing together again. We got to find something.
Joy, you sent me that song, and I was going to tell you, I've been meaning to sing on it.
Oh.
But literally, like, Megan is so swamped, and that means I'm like full. So I haven't even found a time.
Don't even worry about it. It's okay.
All favors with Megan and her mom just to do this podcast right now. That's how heavy it is. I'll get to it, but like,
Don't worry. I'm writing a new musical, and I sent Tyler. I was like, I've got this song. I want to hear a male voice on it. Will you throw something down for me?
So I love that the baddest boy on our show became a girl dad and is now like,
yes,
you gentle bunny. I'm so proud of you. Are you going to let Winnie watch this one day?
Oh, that's Megan's apartment. It doesn't matter what. I'm sure Megan will have an opinion either way. But she, I don't know what kind of phases she's going to go through right now. Have you, have you, this happened? She's insisting on calling me Tyler. It's the craziest thing.
Your daughter?
She's like, always like, hey, Megan. Hey, Tyler. Like, that's how he's like, Tyler, can I have some more duck puffs? And she says it like, I just said Tyler, not Dada. And I'm like, in my gut, I'm like, do I really care enough to change this? It's so funny. And I've never felt more seen. It's like, so now when I get her out of her crib in the morning, she's like, good morning, Tyler.
No.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys, you have a special bond. Wow.
So sweet.
You're going to have to come back.
You have to come back. Especially for Honey Grove. I know we mentioned it, but we need you back all the time because this 25 minutes is not enough.
No.
Well, yeah, I'll just, even if you guys have some other guests on, I'll just sit here on mute and just be kind of hanging out.
Yeah, just, you know, strum your guitar.
So we can look at you.
Oh, I should have played a song. Next time I come on, I'll play a song.
Yeah, you better.
Yes.
I'll play You'll Ask For Me for Honey Grove.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea.
Done. Okay. Done.
We need it.
I love
and
you.
We'll all just sit like this. We love you, Ty.
Kiss all those girls, man.
Love you so much, Tyler. It's great to see you. We'll do this again soon.
Love you guys.
I love you.
Oh, my heart is breaking. I just love him so much.
He's a perfect person.
He's a perfect person.
Tyler's the kind of person, he wins over even like the grumpiest people. Like,
yeah.
You know, like my boyfriend on One Tree Hill didn't love every dude that we were friends with because it would like feel threatened. I don't know anybody that doesn't love Tyler and think that he's just like magic. He's a magic person.
He really is. And he's so, the thing is that he's actually super smart and he carries a lot of, he's got a strong backbone. Like he really carries a lot of integrity with him. And, you know, you can spend any amount of time just kind of surface time hanging with Tyler and he's great with anybody. But when push comes to shove, he knows what he stands for. He knows what he believes in. He has no problem like putting his foot down or standing up for his friends or, you know, jumping in the way if there's something coming at you. He's great. I mean, he's truly a great guy.
Also real fun to do shots with. So, you know.
Hey.
I like duality.
Oh, God, it was just so fun to have him on the show. I can't wait for him to come back and sing to us while we watch the Honey Grove episode.
Yes, please.
Oh, it's going to be great. Ooh. I need it. Okay, well, we're going to go to a break and we'll come back and spin a wheel and wrap this up, y'all.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No, no. Oh, that feeling just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster. Like, I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. It's easy-to-use waterproof pencil, holds like wax, and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time.
Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. Ooh, honey, you know that I can't wear fancy shoes with a dress. I am a boots and dress woman. So now that festival and concert season are going to be all about boots, Tecovas must be your stop before attending your next concert, you guys. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparels, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. This is so important. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. And the smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. And find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Friends, it is the season of cheers. Shop the largest selection of wine, liquor, beer, mixers, and more delivered in as little as 1 hour.
Oh, that's so easy. Mini Bar Delivery brings the wine and liquor store to the palm of your hand. As featured in Rolling Stone, People, the New York Times Magazine, their app is loaded with party essentials, gifts, cocktails, entertaining tips, and the perfect finishing touch to any life moment.
And you'll get $10 off your first Mini Bar Delivery order with code IHEART. Get Mini Bar Delivery on the go, available on iOS or Android.
Ooh, Mother's Day can be hard to shop for because there's that bad habit of buying mom things that she needs. You know, like, oh, here's some oven mitts, mom. Or here's a new vacuum cleaner, mom. But Mother's Day is really about showering the woman who does so much with just a little extra love. And so Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. Now you can shop by price, like $25 and under, or $100 and under, or by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or they have gift lists if you're really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, or for the plant lover, or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. It goes on and on. So whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Welcome back to part two of season two, episode 10, Don't Take Me for Granted. Everyone, where we left off last week, we discussed the explosive, the very sexy. We were surprised. We all started to sweat. The very sexy moment where Chris Haley. The very sexy moment where Chris Keller kisses Haley James.
Yeah.
There's another very sexy moment that happens with Chris Keller in the recording studio with Nathan.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you guys thought it was sexy. You two. Okay, give it to him. Because you were all like blushing and things.
I was just so surprised. That was like, what did you think, Joy?
That was some old movie star macho shit. I loved it. I'm sorry.
I did too.
Well.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me one bit.
You didn't like it, Hill?
Well, I mean, I saw a little bit of Dan in there that was a little like.
Oh.
Like, Haley said it's handled. She said, I can deal with this. And he still went and, like, choked a dude out, you know?
That's because men speak to each other in a different language, and he's not going to get the same message. You know what I mean? Like, some if a guy's hitting on your wife, there you can't
sit down and be like, hey, man, listen, I just really feel like I'm uncomfortable with this and my wife has it handled. But I just know, like, there is a visceral response that a lot of men have that I think only comes from, you know,
violence,
duking it out. Like, they need to just feel the presence of another man that's like, hey, I'm the dog here. Like, I'm the alpha dog here and you need to sit down.
Well, it doesn't bother me. They are teenagers also.
True.
What I will say, it's so funny you point that out, Hill, because I hadn't thought that Nathan seemed like Dan. I was like, oh, there's a little bit of old Nathan. And because old he Nathan, used to be a bad boy,
right.
He sees through Chris's BS.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I know exactly what kind of man you are. And my wife might not see it because she is an innocent angel, but I see it and I'm going to kick your ass. And I liked it.
But okay,
I like
so
that protective instinct.
Okay, tell us.
As someone who has hung out in the trenches, what I see is because Nathan escalated it to physical violence, it makes Haley still going to see Chris. It lets Chris know that she's going to do whatever the she wants. It gives him so much power to be like, your husband's willing to come kick my ass and you still won't stay home. Like, it. Had Nathan not gotten involved and Haley like came to the studio to be like, okay, well, we can't really talk, it would have seemed like her decision. And now what it telegraphs to Chris is, this is a woman trying to break out on her own and she's got a daddy to return to that she's got to like answer to, and she's still showing up. Like, it just gives Chris power. Do you see what I'm saying?
Wow. I do see what you're saying, and there is something valid in that, but now what I'm wondering is, what about Nathan? Like, is he just supposed to get walked all over and disrespected? Like, why isn't he able to stand up for himself and his, you know, the situation that he's in?
I guess I just hang out with more passive aggressive dudes. Like, if Nathan had like, you know, like broken his guitar accidentally, like, oops, that sucks. Oh boy, my friends, it's wheel time. Can I get a wheel?
Ding, 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 ding. Get coal in their stocking. That's funny. That's not this one.
I know. We're like standing.
Oh my God.
Joy, you're like a wizard. Joy saw the whole list of them. And out of like, you know, the ones that are cycling through, she automatically knew which one we were getting. Give it to him, girl.
The winner is, who is most likely to get coal in their stocking?
I mean, our guest today was kind of on brand for this question.
I think so.
Character, though. Yeah. Character, not real person.
Character.
No, totally.
Chris Keller is just asking for a whole pile of coal in his Christmas stocking.
Do you think he was like a bad little boy? Like, did Chris Keller, was he like the bad kid that started fires? You know?
100%.
Yeah.
He was like definitely the kid who pantsed other kids in school.
Always get into trouble. Yeah. He probably had absentee parents too.
Well, I was going to say, he strikes me as like a boy who had a single mother who was a real mama's boy, but didn't want anyone at school to know. Like, he's got that energy where he's like, really? I just want all these girls to hug me and love me and touch me and kiss me. But I'm going to light a fire and pants you. Oh, Chris
Keller, hilarious.
You naughty boy. Who in real life would get coal in their...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, can we answer that?
Are we allowed to say that, really?
No.
I think we all know the real answer. But
Well, let's see.
Maybe we'll keep it to ourselves.
I'm trying to think if there's anyone that we can jokingly put out there. No, I think it's more interesting for you at home to discuss. Who do you think? Yeah. Who do you think part of our tribe is going to get coal in their stocking? Why don't you hit us with that in our Instagram posts? It's not me. I'm a princess. And it's not any of you.
Same.
Not it.
Not it.
Not us. These lovely ladies, never.
Trouble? I've never. Guys, this was a really fun. This is a massive episode.
Yeah, and monster.
Frankly, I'm exhausted. So let's hope next week is gentle on us. I doubt it. What do we have next week, guys?
Next week is episode 11 called The Heart Brings You Back.
All right. Bring us home.
Ready. See you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Thanks for hanging out. Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at dramaqueensoth.
Or email us at dramaqueens@iheartradio.com.
See you next time.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens.
Forever.
We'll take you for a ride in our Comet Girl.
Drama Girl.
Cheering for the right team.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
Smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama Queens, Drama Queens, Drama Queens. Drama, Drama Queens, Drama Queens.
What if we told you that April showers bring more awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays? That sounds better, right? So Cheap Caribbean Vacations semi-annual sale is helping you rein in an extra $200 off your next booking of 4 nights or more. That means you can score site-wide deals on your favorite beaches like Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April. Don't wait. The semi-annual savings only comes twice a year. So go to CheapCaribbean.com to do your deal and save $200 on your next vacay.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
In Puerto Rico, if you can hear the music, you're invited to the party.
Sometimes it's salsa, sometimes it's plena, sometimes it's reggaeton. No matter what rhythm is calling to you, when you hear it, it is always time to dance.
In Puerto Rico, you can't step outside without hearing music because music is life there.
No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents.
Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine. Built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.